We have seen and continue to see various posts about the benefits of rock salt, pink salt, and black salt over the table salt. Articles and various forwarded messages touting their health benefits. But the question is, should you replace table salt with rock salt or black salt? Hello and welcome to this episode of Nutri Mantra podcast, where we will try to decode the salt mystery. Salt is essential to enhance the taste of any dish, and it also plays a crucial role in various functions of the body. It majorly comprises of sodium and chloride, two important electrolytes for the body. Table salt is the most common form of salt used in daily cooking. It is extracted from the sea or salt mines and undergoes a fair amount of processing before being sold. This processing decreases its mineral content, but one of the major gains here is the addition of iodine to the salt. Iodine is an essential mineral for the human body, which usually lacks in food. A deficiency of iodine can lead to severe complications such as goiter, brain damage, and thyroid malfunction. Now coming over to sendha namak. Sendha namak, also known as halite, is formed when the salt water from sea or a lake evaporates. Once the water dries, it leaves behind colorful crystals packed with sodium chloride. Highly valued in Ayurvedic medicine, sendha namak lacks iodine but makes up for nutrition with high concentrations of calcium, potassium, manganese, and iron. However, scientific research on sendha namak has shown that it also has traces of non-nutritional minerals like aluminium, barium, and sulfur. Pink salt is cut by hand from large salt walls formed in salt mines. The salt thus extracted is said to contain 84 different elements and minerals. Being rich in iron is what gives this salt a pink hue. Kala namak or black salt is another version of Himalayan pink salt. However, this salt is heated to extremely high temperature in kilns along with charcoal, harad seeds, amla, and more herbs to infuse certain therapeutic properties. Considered as cooling in Ayurvedic medicine, kala namak is used to treat constipation, heartburn, flatulence, and it also improves digestion. But is it advisable to replace the table salt with these naturally occurring salts? The answer to this question is, all these salts must be consumed in moderation, and no one should switch to just one type of salt. Table salt is processed, but it is rich in iodine. Pink and black salt are naturally sourced. They are packed with minerals, but they lack in iodine, which prevents thyroid-related diseases. If a person does not have any thyroid issues, they can choose to include more pink or black salt in their diet over table salt. However, table salt should not be excluded. For a well-balanced diet, a person must include table salt, which is rich in iodine, in at least one of their meals. I hope I was able to decode this salt mystery for you. I will take your leave now and meet you with the next episode of Nutri Mantra podcast. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.